MS Mini School seeks to provide students and the community an opportunity to learn outside the classroom. Our courses are taught by professional instructors and delivered at the best rates around, starting at $45.
Check this out!
We provide a diverse array of courses including, but not limited to, pole dancing, photography, guitar, swing dancing, wine tasting, and much, much more. Courses begin in October, February, and May, and typically run for 4 to 6 weeks. Check out www.ams.bc.ca/minischool for registration information.
Turn up loud! Turn up!
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die. Ah!
Enough. Can you help this aging rebel? Do you really have the stuff? Bet you don't have. Bet your bread that you'll pass the buck instead. Clever sends our hero to a funny, darkened room, where a crowd of cunning listens, giggles in the gloom. That's your problem, aging rebel. Don't you really know the score? You crazy? You think you're gonna change the silly world? Better see yourself a shrink. Cunningly, they argue about our boy. was breaking down the door. Now he's running down a dark. Diabolical awaits. Grabs him by the ankle. Ain't it just like fate? Diabolical laughs in an alley full of soot. Forget the same. You'll be different now. Somewhat shorter on one side. Let go. Oh no. Would you? Diabolical inside? Panic in his brain pulls and gets away. Loses him a foot. It's a dark and evil day. See him running, limping blood. Something soft is just ahead. Something soft is gentle. He has fallen at her side. She comforts him with kisses. He dreams of suicide. His stump. Cuts off his other foot.
DJ Food, along with Ken Nordine with The Aging Young Rebel. Released in 2000 through various releases from Ninja Tune, DJ Food started off as a side project by the duo behind Cold Cut, intended to provide modern jazz breaks for other DJs, though over time personnel shifted to four people before scaling down to one, strictly Kev. Ken Nordine has been a prominent narrator for over 50 years, primarily known for his work with the Word Jazz Records, and he has a podcast as well, too, amongst other film work, either providing voiceovers to trippy animated features or coaching Linda Blair during filming of The Exorcist. Hey, kids, I'm Gak, and the name of the show is Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM and cable in Vancouver, www.citr.ca for those of you on the web. Phone number for the studio here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Towards the 9 o'clock hour, I'll spin some wax in the form of the soundtrack to the 1973 blaxploitation movie Gordon's War. However, let's dive into our first set of melancholy synthetic music here, starting off with Milo, the musician from The Isle of Skye, takes Kim Carnes' version of Betty Davis Eyes and mixes in some Boy Meets Girl from their song Waiting for a Star to Fall. From his only album thus far, 2004's Destroy Rock and Roll, here's Milo with In My Arms on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back.
super sexy, 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 sexy,
we'll be right back.
Maethelvin, spelled M-A-E-T-H-E-L-V-I-N. And that was my favorite TV show, which is only out now through MySpace. Maethelvin is a French act that takes the Miami bass sound and darkens it substantially. And before that, we had Neon Black, spelled without the C, and that was the super sexy song. Again, that's only found on MySpace 2, though both Maethelvin and Neon Black are part of the highly touted Valerie Collective, the French pseudo-label that touts a roster of moody electronic performance, mostly inspired by the sounds of the early 80s. We'll stay French for this next song, though we'll head to Brazil afterwards. Jupiter looks to be in the same vein as the acts that we just heard, though the identity of who's behind Jupiter is an even greater mystery. Just released a few weeks ago, this is Chip by Jupiter on Radio Free GAC, CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Guy Barrado with Terminal, which you can find on his album called Chromophobia that came out last year through the German Compact label. Barrado is a producer from Sao Paulo who plays the guitar and piano as well. You're listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Let me show you around. That's my lab table, and this is my work stool. And over there is my intergalactic spaceship.
Zoom a little, zoom in a rocket ship. Off we go on a trip. Heading for the moon at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket. Zoom a little, zoom, now we're almost free from the Earth's gravity. Zooming to the moon at terrific speed, because there is no friction.
It's about that rip in space-time that you saw.
I call it a Hawking hole.
No fair! I saw it first!
Who is the Journal of Quantum Physics going to believe?
Zoom a little zoom on the My Science Project rocket ship, piloted by your hosts, Anne and Julia.
We navigate eccentric, underexposed, always relevant, and plainly cool scientific research and technology.
On every other Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., tune in
to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Zoom a little zoom in a rocket ship. Home we go on a trip. Coming back to Earth at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket.
I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from the campus of the University of British Columbia to Vancouver and the surrounding areas of the Lower Mainland. We operate a frequency 101.9 megacircles on the FM dial, and we're also available through cable on the same frequency. Our website is www.citr.ca, and you are a fabulous listener with great taste and patience. My name is Gak, and next up is a former kindergarten teacher from Toronto. Peaches is set to release a yet untitled album later this year. From her previous album, 2006's Impeach My Bush, this was the first single, as remixed by Simeon Mobile Disco. And here's Peaches with Downtown.
Go down.
The Lanthony and the Imperials with the B-side to their 1977 single, Who's Gonna Love Me? The song is Can You Imagine? The Lanthony and the Imperials were a doo-wop band from the 50s who had a few last singles around the time that this came out before retiring, though some version of the Imperials resurrected themselves and they're still touring. Most of us know that song, though, as the basis for the sample of Daft Punk song Crescendos, which leads us into this next set involving the robotic duo of Guy Manuel de Homem Christo and Thomas Bangalter. The name Daft Punk came from a dismissive review of an earlier band featuring Homem Christo, Bangalter, and Laurent Brankovitz. The trio were known as Darling, named after the Beach Boys song, and they released a couple songs on a compilation through Stereolab's Duophonic Records in 1993 called Shimmies in Super 8. Melody maker panned Darlin's work as a bunch of quote-unquote Daft Punk, and as Brankovitz left, eventually joining the band Phoenix, Homem Christo and Bangalter took the review in stride, stole the review, picked up some techno, and started releasing a few 12-inches of their own, along with contributing to the PlayStation game Wipeout. We'll start off with Darling and their song called Darling, then move to one of those 12-inches before hearing some recent solo work produced by one of the Daft Punk crew. But first off, this is Darling on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Sebastian Tellier with Divine from this year's Sexuality album, produced by Guy Manuel de Homem Christo of Daft Punk, who appeared before Tellier with Daft Punk itself with the song Assault, the B-side to their 1994 single, The New Wave. Tellier was France's representative in this year's Eurovision competition with that song, and it was the controversial choice for that competition since it was France's first ever English-speaking entry, at least as far as I can remember. I think there might have been a one-off in the 70s. I was close, but I think there was a furor for that as well, too. Russia wound up winning with Dima Bilan's song Believe, which also was sung in English. Anyways, here's the lineup for concerts in the Vancouver area. Come get them. Tomorrow, Feist is at Deer Lake Park. On Wednesday, Black Francis is at the Media Club. On Friday, James Murphy and Pat Mahoney from LCD Sound System will be spinning a couple records at Celebrities. On Saturday, Chromatics and Tyler Fedchuk will be at the Sweatshop. On the 10th of August, Shout Out are at Richards. On August 13th, Twin Crystals and Casey and Brian and Japan Droids are at Pub 340. At Richards, on the 16th, it's the Pack AD. At Thunder Bear Stadium on the 19th, it's a sold-out concert with Radiohead and Liars. On the 20th, Animal Names with Secret Mommy No Gold and Hermetic are at the Media Club. The Cobalt hosts the Twin Crystals, Shearing Pinks, and Ejective on the 23rd. At Richards on the 27th, we have Jizza. And also at Richards on the 28th is the Walkmen with Man Man. St. James Hall has Sandra Lerche on the 30th. Chick 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 and Handsome Furs are at Richards on the 31st. On September 2nd, Battles are at Richards as well. September 3rd, we have John Vanderslice at the Media Club. September 6th, Mogwai's at Commodore. Also on the Commodore on the 7th is TV on the Radio. On September 9th, Juan McLean are at Richards. On September 11th, Digitalism has a DJ set with Expendable Youth at the Caprice. On September 13th, Spiritualized will be at the Commodore. And then there are at least three shows on the 16th worth checking out. Gold Traps at the Commodore. Alejandro Escovedo is at the Biltmore. And Fleet Foxes are at Richards on Richards.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia.
When a problem needs a problem solver, guess who gets the call? Me, that's all. You're tuning with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The president of the Copper Lady loves the sun and cream. From New York to Los Angeles and all points in between.
always stare and I hear them talk, 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 talk. Whistling this, everything's in place, 'cause I can't miss, 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 miss.
As far as I go, as far as I know, I always got a place called home. I cross all the seas, it's fine. It's not as
Montreal's Tiga with the Digitalism remix of Far From Home. The original version can be found on the 2007 Juno-winning album Sexor, which contains the usual mix of original tracks and ironic covers. And I said earlier, Digitalism will be having a DJ set at Caprice on September 11th, joined with Expendable Youth. This show is Radio Free Gak, and hope you all had a great BC day here, the sesquicentennial or 150th anniversary of that day. And more importantly, hopefully you've been outside, since the weather substantially improved from last week, which was not worth mentioning again. It's sunny, and it's warm out, and it should be like that for the rest of the week. Although I'm sure once Gavin comes in later on, I think in about an hour's time, he'll give you the AccuWeather forecast here from CITR. Time for the soundtrack profile this week. It is Gordon's War, the 1973 film directed by the late Ossie Davis. The film starred Paul Winfield, who portrayed a Vietnam vet who returned to Harlem after fighting to find his wife dead from an overdose and his neighborhood overrun by pimps and drug dealers. He ropes in some of his battalion to help clean up the hood, and I mean, the plot's fairly similar to other blaxploitation movies, and though it's lesser known than some of the other big hits of the era, the soundtrack more than stands up. A session band form known as Better Than Evil provided most of the soundtrack, along with some work from singer Barbara Mason and New Birth. We'll begin with the band by itself, grooving with Tell That Man to Go to Hell on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah. Thank you.
is better than evil. And that last song we just heard was Beyond Funky. That's called Hot Wheels, subtitled The Chase. Before that, we had Sister Goose and the Ducklings, and Super Shine number 9. And it was Better Than Evil again before that with Child of Tomorrow, which we're actually here again in a different version now, sung by Barbara Mason. Hot Wheels, the last song we just heard, has been sampled indefinitely from Public Enemy to Was Not Was. There's about 10 minutes left in Radio Free GAC this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. Following then at 3 hours later at midnight, it's Trevor Fielding with the 2 hours of punk in the form of Vengeance Is Mine. So leave the radio, leave the dial where it is right now, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, until the early hours of Tuesday. As always, if you missed any part of this week's show, or you'd like to catch up on past episodes of this, or any of the multitude of other CITR's independently produced programming, just say podcast. Visit www.citr.ca and click on the schedule, click on the podcast link. I'll be there somewhere. I also have playlists and links about what my website, a couple hours from now, at www.gak.ca. After this, we'll close with Diplo, and a song similar to how we sort of opened the show here from Milo, and that song will be called Betty, and it'll sample Kim Carnes as well, too. We'll follow up that with Windsor, Ontario's Richie Houghton, and his alias Forcept One, and that song will be Concept One, as reinterpreted by Montreal's AccuFen. Next week, we'll have some lighter funk and soul in the form of Marvin Gaye's soundtrack to the movie Trouble Man. Superfly can wait just a bit longer, so take care, each and every one of you, and enjoy this return to summer here. And behave yourselves, or at least don't get caught. Adios.
Baby, take it down. The time is 9 p.m. You are listening to CIA.